STEM is a popular word. It's an abbreviation of science, technology, engineering, and math. And STEM has been a buzzword in education for several years now. Everyone from President Obama to Governor Snyder says that these kinds of skills are essential for success in the 21st century economy. But while there's a big push to get more students into STEM careers, the field as a whole remains overwhelmingly white and male. According to the National Science Foundation, only around 11% of working scientists and engineers are African American or Hispanic. Now, a collaboration between the University of Michigan and Detroit Public Schools is trying to make a dent in those numbers. Current State's April Van Buren took a trip to Detroit to talk to some of the students and teachers in the Architecture Prep program.
It's a cold but sunny afternoon in Midtown Detroit. I'm in a bright, airy studio space tucked away on a street just off Woodward Avenue. A group of high school juniors sits down at tables with straight edges and pencils in hand.
Right now, I'm just trying to blend these lines together.
That's Renaissance High School student Zach Hudson. He's shading in precise drawings of a stapler sliced and diced from several different angles.
And on this one, I did the horizontal facing outward, that, kind of this way. And where you show that, like, this is kind of like a splice down the middle of the stapler right here. And right here, this is the elevation where it's kind of just like a face of whatever you're drawing.
Zach is one of around 30 students who are part of the Architecture Prep program run by the Taubman College of Architecture and Urban Planning at the University of Michigan. The idea behind the program is to create opportunities for students to explore the field of architecture in a college-level course. The kids in this class are almost all students of color who attend public high schools in Detroit. The racial and socioeconomic diversity of this classroom contrasts sharply with the field of architecture as a whole.
Unfortunately, we're in a crisis right now in the sense that we haven't been able to attract a diverse group of students into academia, as well as professors, as well as practitioners.
That's Milton Curry. He's an associate dean and professor of architecture at Taubman, and he's right about the industry's diversity problem. African Americans make up less than 2% of all of the licensed architects in the United States. Only around 3% identify as Hispanic, and just 15% of licensed architects are women. Paulina Reyes says that means the field is missing out on a lot of talent and creativity.
I think it really comes down to diversifying a point of view and diversifying a way of thinking, approaching a creative problem to a particular solution. And when you only select people in that position of power from a certain segment of society, you're not exploring the broad range of solutions that you might have if you include or are more representative of, you know, society or people in general.
Reyes is a design fellow at Taubman College and one of the instructors for ArchPrep. She says a lack of diversity also means that the innovative projects architects create don't always reach beyond the elaborate downtown concert halls or modernist mansions. Having a more diverse group of architects could change that.
When you have people that come from a different background, they might think to include where the community that they come from as a beneficiary of architecture or design.
So why aren't more students of color becoming architects? Milton Curry says he thinks there's several reasons. One is that the parents of low-income and minority students don't always think of creative professions as viable career options. When their kids get into college, they steer them toward what they see as stable, well-paying fields like law or medicine.
What they don't know is architecture is a great profession. We've got a very good starting salary, median salary, and the profession is growing. The need for architects will grow 17% between now and 2022. So there's fantastic opportunities out there.
But the bigger problem, he says, is the inequality in America's public education system. The floor-to-ceiling windows and cool industrial vibe of the studio is a stark contrast to the news reports of moldy ceilings and water-damaged floors at some Detroit public school buildings. Curry says cash-strapped schools like those have to prioritize their spending.
So we've seen a lessening of income from the tax system going into the public school system that's going to support projects, project-based learning, and creative thinking, which is really what students need to succeed. Competency is fantastic, but who gets excited about competency, whether it's competency in math, competency in science, competency in English? What you get excited about is a passion to work on something, to apply principles, to apply the content, the intellectual content of what you're learning to something that you are passionate about.
Students in the ARC Prep program get to design buildings, draw up blueprints, and get feedback on them from U of M faculty. They spend 3 hours with their instructors every day for a total of 20 weeks. And Curry says this kind of project-based learning can open up the field of architecture to students who don't think they're any good at math or engineering.
Instead of writing them off, why not create a pathway, an on-ramp for them to get excited about education, excited about learning, and through that on-ramp, they're going to be reaching back to learn more about the math and science and the English, because that's going to help them apply those things to where their passions lie, which might be through the creative aspect.
Zach Hudson says being part of the ARC Prep program has given him a chance to use his love of art and design to build up more technical math-based skills.
I'm the guy who likes to sketch, and it was very challenging, a rewarding challenge, but, you know, challenging to do this because I've never done it before, and now I can really understand how things work and really understand how design works.
And Zach and his classmates get to do it all for free. Milton Curry says that eliminates another major barrier for getting students from working-class families interested in architecture. Curry himself became interested in the field during his sophomore year of high school. He had always known he wanted to do something creative.
Well, I used to write my reports very quickly, and then I would spend a lot of time designing the cover of those reports. So that was very, very much an indication to me of where my interests lie.
And so he signed up for a summer architecture program at Cornell University.
That program, which was about $3,000 in the early 80s, is now $12,000.
That's not a price tag many poor or working class families can afford. And Curry says it's more important than ever that those students are the ones pursuing careers in architecture. As architects and academics increasingly think about design as a way to address social problems, Curry says it's essential that solutions come from communities that aren't all white or upper and middle class.
So no matter how hard we try, unless we can truly tap into the diversity of the people that we're trying to help, the people we're trying to design for, we're never going to quite get there in terms of a place where the initiative that we are making on the part of urban housing, affordability, urban infrastructure. We're never going to get to the right place because we don't have all the information.
Whether it's figuring out a way to build better affordable housing in Chicago or creating beautiful public gathering spaces in downtown Detroit, Curry says he hopes ARC Prep shows these students that they can be the future face of architecture. Student Trinity Farrar says being part of the program has opened up her eyes to that possibility.
You never know something's an option because people don't really, you know, express it as an option. You think that you can just become like maybe a garbage person or a teacher at the best. But programs like these, they really help you understand that you do have potential in something that you feel is out of your league. Like, I really didn't know that I could do things like this until like I actually did them.
So if you're walking around Detroit sometime in 2036, look around. You might just be standing next to an architectural masterpiece that got its start in this classroom. For Current State, this is April Van Buren.